Would you rather be in the know or in love? That's one of the questions, I think, in that rough form, posed by particularly the reading that Vicky just read for us from 1 Corinthians. Paul is talking about knowledge and being in the know, and contrasting that with love. Now, Paul was a man of knowledge. He was well educated, especially for his time. He knew theology. He was well trained. And Paul, at one point in his life, like some of us at times in our lives, thought he knew it all, thought he had it all figured out. And then he took a trip on the road to Damascus and discovered that he really didn't have a clue. But when Paul talks about knowledge, he knows what he's talking about. And just as a personal note, I come from a family that highly values education, always has. Going to college, for example, getting a good education was not up for debate in my family. I also studied philosophy, not just as an undergraduate, but at the graduate level. In fact, my best subject in logic or in philosophy was logic. I loved studying logic. Knowledge, logic, reason are very important to me. And yet I also know the truth of what Paul says in this passage. Knowledge has a tendency to make us think we know more than we do. As this translation says, knowledge makes people arrogant. Other translations say, knowledge puffs people up, especially in the head region. Knowledge can make you think you know it all. Knowledge can make you think you know more than other people. And there are many of us who, if we think we have that knowledge, just can't wait to tell people about it. Knowledge puffs people up, makes us, or can make us, arrogant. And that is the cardinal sin, pride, arrogance, thinking you know it all. And then there's wisdom. As the psalm reminds us, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and true understanding. And that doesn't mean being afraid of God. That means being in awe of God, recognizing that God is God, that there is one being in the world that knows it all, and it's not me, it's God. Knowing that there is a God, and then there's me, way down here. Humility is part of wisdom. Knowing, as Paul says here, and as Duke would be quick to remind us as he does at Bible study every week, when you think you know, you really don't know anything. And what's important, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. That's wisdom. The smartest person in this earth still knows nothing when it comes to God and God's kingdom and the will of God. That's the danger of knowledge, thinking we know more than we really do. You know what they say, a little knowledge can be dangerous. And against that, Paul contrasts love. Now, he does this in the context of this ancient problem about giving food to idols. Now, clearly in Corinth at this time, remember we're talking part of the Roman Empire, and the Romans had all these pagan gods and shrines everywhere to pagan gods, and part of what you would do is give food to those shrines and those idols. And so the question becomes, can Christians eat food that has been offered to a pagan idol? Now, clearly there were those in Corinth who had knowledge, and they may have also been more upper class. This could have also been a financial distinction. But there are those in the church in Corinth who said, we know that there's only one God, so if you give food to an idol, that means nothing. So go ahead and eat it. It's not a problem. There were others, though, who hadn't reached that level of knowledge and were still concerned about eating food from an idol. Now, this issue is no longer with us, but the principle that Paul lifts up is very much with us. That principle being, even if you know something, even if you think you are right, it's more important to be concerned about your neighbor and your brother and sister. So if your knowledge, your thinking you're right about something, might harm them, might lead them astray, well, I'm paraphrasing Paul here, but keep your mouth shut and watch what you do. Avoid the arrogance of thinking you know more than you do. To that end, let me remind you of a wonderful phrase, three little words, the second most important three-word phrase there is, behind only I love you, and that is, I don't know. For some of us, that's a difficult thing to say. Even when we don't know, it's difficult sometimes to say it. So let me, if you didn't know it already, let's practice it. Will you join me? I don't know. You can never go wrong using that phrase. It's humble. It keeps you humble and reminds you there's more on heaven and earth than is dreamt of in your philosophy, Horatio. So I invite you this week, mindful of what Paul says here, that knowledge too often can puff us up, and that true wisdom is really knowing how much you don't know. I invite you this week as a spiritual practice to keep that phrase handy and use it daily. I don't know. Now you can use it in all sorts of contexts. Why isn't so-and-so at church the last few weeks? Well, I heard that they're... Maybe instead say, I don't know. Maybe we ought to check with them. We like to be in the know. Oh, let me tell you what I think it is. That can steer us in a direction that can hurt others, whether we intend it or not. So as a spiritual practice this week, keep I don't know handy and use it. Because God doesn't really care how smart you are, or how smart you think you are. For God, it is much, 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 much more important to live in love than to be in the know. Amen.